Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the positive ministry of the Holy Spirit was recorded at our 2011 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
But it takes time. You know, some of the ways I get revelation, I won't go into a lot of specifics. I'm going to say this real quick in the name of Jesus. But some of the ways that when I get stumbled on something, I'll take all of the scriptures, I'll study it as much as I can. I'll look up the Greek and the Hebrew. I'll look at other people's commentaries. But if it doesn't bear witness in my heart, if I just haven't got a quickening from the Holy Spirit that this is it, I'll take all of the study and the research that I've done, and I'll just spend hours praying in tongues and saying, Holy Ghost, You will teach me all things and lead me into all truth and bring all things to my remembrance. And I'll pray in tongues and ask God to interpret it. And I couldn't tell you how much of the Bible I understand today because I took that approach and just depended upon the Holy Spirit to give me a supernatural instruction. That's really simple. But it's powerful. And I can guarantee you there's people sitting right here that you have questions and you wonder about this and that. And you've gone to the scripture and you've read a few scriptures, but you still don't understand it. And with most people, that's just the end. If you can't figure it out with your brain, end of discussion. It's your heart that God gives you revelation through. You know, I'm not going to be able to do these things in the order I had them written down, but look over here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. See, even if I make notes, I never follow them. I very seldom ever make notes. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul is talking about how he didn't come with enticing words of man's wisdom. Matter of fact, over in 2 Corinthians, he says, he was quoting some of his critics, and he says, they say that his speech is contemptible and his bodily presence is weak. Paul was not a great speaker. That's what his critics said about him. And so he said here in chapter 2, he says, I didn't come with excellency of speech. It wasn't wisdom. I didn't want your faith to be in man's wisdom, but I came in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. And he was talking about this. And then down in verse 9, he quotes and says, But as it is written, this is a quotation from Old Testament, I hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. And most people just put a period right there. And they say, well, I hasn't seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. We just can't know the things of God. Further along, we'll know all about it. Further along, we'll understand why. And we write songs about it, and the average person just embraces ignorance. Thinking, well, we just can't know the things of God. That was what the Old Testament said because those people weren't born again and didn't have the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And the next verse, verse 10 says, But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit search all things, yea, the deep things of God. This isn't saying you can't know the things of God. It's saying you can't know the things of God with just your little peanut brain. You can't just figure it out intellectually. You have to be led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is given to instruct us and to show us these things. Instead of this being just a dead end where we can only go this far and we just can't understand the things of God, this is saying that in your natural self, with your carnal mind, you can't understand the things of God. But if you would let the Holy Spirit, He will enlighten you and you can go to understanding things that you would have thought were beyond your ability. The Holy Spirit will give you a supernatural understanding. Man, I can't tell you how important that is. There's a scripture in Psalms 119. I forget the exact verse right now. I think it's around verse 100 or something. But it says, I have more understanding than all of my teachers for your precepts or my meditation or something like that. Because I keep thy precepts. Isn't that a powerful verse? You can surpass your teachers if you will just meditate on the Word and implied the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth and teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. You do not have to go through life like a blind person just falling and stumbling and falling off cliffs and waiting on disaster to hit. The Holy Spirit will lead you. I'm jumping ahead of myself again, but maybe I'll come back to it tonight. But in John 16, 13, I believe it says the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. You don't have to go through life and just wait on disaster around every corner. The Holy Spirit will tell you when there's something up there. The Holy Spirit will make you look smart. The Holy Spirit will make you look good. It's like my mother saying, "You aren't smart enough to do this. I'm not smart enough." It's the Holy Spirit. It's the fact that I have a relationship with God. And the Holy Spirit will make you look good. The Holy Spirit will make things work. My brothers and sisters, I don't have the words to convey to you how important the leading and the ministry of the Holy Spirit is in our life. And the sad truth is most of us aren't drawing on this. What a powerful gift God has given us. What an awesome gift. The Holy Spirit will just transform your life, and yet most of us are living a life very similar to our unsaved neighbors. You get sick, the same plague that comes through, the same flu season, you get the flu just like the people that don't have the power of God. You get distressed over the financial situation the same way that the people that don't even know God. You worry about the same stuff that the people that don't know God worry about. You make the same mistakes that the people that don't know God make. Something's wrong with this picture, and it's because we aren't drawing and taking advantage of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is given to make us succeed. Praise the Lord. So he says, but we can know these things through the power of the Holy Spirit. In verse 11, for what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. You can't figure God out with your little peanut brain. You need the Holy Spirit to reveal God to you. The Holy Spirit's the only one that really knows God, and he will reveal God, and he will reveal the ways of God to you. He will teach you how to prosper. In the next verse it says, now we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. That's the same point that I was making a while ago, that Paul wasn't just speaking intellectually out of his mind to another person's mind. He was speaking heart to heart. He was speaking from the spirit man. He was being led by the Spirit to touch people on a spiritual level, not just an intellectual level. Man, that's powerful. You know, many of us don't sit down and analyze things and figure this out. But you, whether you know it or not, you can tell the difference when somebody's just breaching you on an intellectual level and when somebody reaches you on a heart level. You can tell when this touched me at my heart level. It went down deep inside. And most of us don't sit there and analyze things, but when you get touched on a heart level, it's so much more powerful than just when you've got a piece of information. And so much of what we call ministry today is just intellectual. It may be accurate, the things that are being said, but it's not inspired by the Holy Spirit. It's not spoken with any passion. There's no conviction in the heart, and because of it, it's just sound and brass and a tinkling cymbal. It says this over in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If I have all knowledge so that I can understand everything and the gift of prophecy, and yet don't do it motivated by love, it profits me nothing. It also profits the people you're sharing with nothing if you're just ministering head to head. You need to be able to minister like he's saying, not in the things which man's wisdom teach, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. With your natural mind, this isn't just talking about a lost person. Of course, a lost person is 100% natural. But even if you're born again, your spirit is born again, but your mind is still natural. It has to be renewed. And even a born again Christian with just your natural mind cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. A verse that goes along with this is Romans chapter 8, verse 6, where it says, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That's like a mathematical equation. Carnal mindedness equals death. Spiritual mindedness equals life and peace. What is carnal mindedness? If you look, I think it's either the verse in front or after right there, it says, let me just turn over and read this, Romans chapter 8, so that I won't misquote it. In Romans chapter 8, in verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. You know what? You want to know what being carnally minded is? It's just if your mind is stayed on carnal things, natural things, you're carnal. Carnal doesn't mean sinful. All sin is carnal, but not all carnality is sin. The word carnal is just talking about natural. Actually, if you look it up in Strong's, it means the flesh as stripped of skin. In other words, not just your epidermis, not just your physical skin, but it's talking about meat. Matter of fact, the word carny, the root of the word carnal, is the word we get chili con carne from. Chili with meat. It's the same word. The word carnal means meat. So when you say you're carnally minded, you're saying you're a meathead. It just means you're naturally minded. It doesn't have to be sin. It doesn't mean that you're necessarily into pornography or hate. It just means that you're dominated by the natural. You're carnal.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the positive ministry of the Holy Spirit. This updated 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1020 for CD or R3214 for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 4th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RH9 titled Depending on the Spirit when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to check out our website. We have, in my estimation, one of the best websites out there. I have over 2,000 of my television broadcasts that are archived there, and thousands of radio programs. Hundreds of my teachings are available for free downloads. We have testimonies, a lot of powerful things on there that could minister to you. There's also a website that I try and read the guest book every single day on our website. We just get tremendous responses, and it would be a way for you to communicate and let me know how the Lord is touching you. But it's a great website. I encourage you to check it out. It's awmi.net.